If it's all right, I want to talk to you about what I understand's happening and see if see what you think about it and get any suggestions that you have and see if I can get you to help any. The Dave Lawrence and the Credentials Committee and some of these folks have had talks with the Mississippi Group, and they feel that they can, that Lawrence can take the position that the regular Mississippi delegation, if they respond to the call of the convention and the rule of the convention, that they will agree to use their influence, reaffirm their intention to support the nominee and to have the nominee's name appear on the ballot under the usual symbol. Their intention.
Well, there's already been a resolution adopted.
That's right. But the convention's open, you see, and that creates all the doubts as they can, what they can resolute, they can unresolute, and
well, they're not going to.
No, but they think that they can say that they reaffirm their intention to support the nominees and print the electors on the.
Well, now that's here is the problem there. Some of them are for you and some of them are not for you.
That's right.
And the government takes a position that he prevailed on them to go.
Yeah.
And that it's up to him then to try to protect all of them.
Yeah. That's right. Well, what they're going to ask them to do is to, they're going to be willing to seat the delegation that are willing to say that they support the nominees, they intend to support the nominees, and to use their influence to have them printed on the ballot. Then they intend to give the Freedom Party tickets, but no vote, and let them go sit in a separate part of the hall, and they intend to pass a resolution saying that that in future contested cases that they've used a criteria of the convention being open to all peoples, all races.
Well, of course it was down here this time.
Well, they contend that
the same people that are up there participated down here in the county convention.
Uh-huh. Well, they contend otherwise, and but they are raising hell on the other side, and they say they won't take it. But we think that that this will permit Mississippi to say our delegation was seated. We haven't.
I think what it'll do is to prevent a major break in other southern delegations.
Some of the southern delegations feel very strongly that anybody sits in the convention ought to be have an intention to support the nominee. If they nominate, a communist or something, he's got to change his mind. Or if they write a platform he don't like, he can change his mind. But when he goes there, he ought to intend to do it, not be a traitor, or not go in for the purpose of tearing it to pieces.
And
there's a lot of feeling against Wallace among the Southerners, the ones that I catch the most hell from letting Wallace even testify, the Southerners themselves. They say he puts them on spot. Now, the Mississippi group, this fella Collins and Doug Gwynn and four or five that met with them, they say they're clean, that they're able, that they're fair, that they've made a hell of a good impression, and everybody's heart's with them, and everybody's against this other crowd, against Wallace and against the Freedom Party. But Walter Jenkins called me and said they've made a hell of a good impression, and they're friendly, and they want to be treated with dignity and respect, but they accord that to everybody else, and they're not raising hell. Wallace is denouncing everybody around.
Yeah, I saw that on television.
But
well, let me call the governor right away.
All right, what they're going to try to do, I would imagine Collins and them are going to call the governor. And Lave Lawrence is with us. The whole question we have is what the North can do, like Wagner and Daley and Lawrence and California. Now, we just leveled in California with everything we had.
I know that.
We had Pat Brown, we had Pierre Salinger, we had my boy Lloyd Hand out there, and they just told them to go to hell and ran right over them. Just didn't pay one bit of attention to them.
I know that.
And I've talked to the Wagners and the Dailies the same way, but we think now that here the problem in any compromise is get something that both of them can brag about. Now, we think in Mississippi can come in and say, well, they talked about seating us. Well, by God, they seated us. They gave us our boat. They gave us our banner. We're there just the same as Texas is, without any question whatever of anybody. Everybody comes in that convention, says it's their intention to support the nominee, and print their names on the ballot. If they don't, if they're challenged, why they don't come in. So we have done that, and we've qualified. That's what the regular delegation can say when we go back home. The freedom delegation say, well, for 100 years here, they've been excluding Negroes from the primaries, but we got ourselves a resolution that says that they're going to look into it the next 4 years, and they're going to consider it at the next convention whether Negroes did participate. Well, 4 years from now, there'll be Negroes participating in all conventions. And so we think that that lets them off the hook. Now, they're demanding that we have the public in this morning, and that so Rao's mad about that. We just let the delegations come in, let the Alabama delegation come in, they heard. Then we let the Mississippi delegation come in, they heard. Then we let the Freedom delegation come in, they heard. But we don't allow the public because we don't want these core demonstrators in there and raising hell. And he's mad about that now.
By the way, you mentioned Rao. I got a friend that's a neighbor of his.
Yeah.
Rao told him he could name any judge he wanted to before the election, but he couldn't name anybody after the election.
Well, he hadn't named any yet. I've got one on my desk. It's been there for about 7 months. there are two Negroes here in town. Now, one of them is a very able fella, and that most of the scholarly people want. The other one is got a wife, very strong Democrat, and that Rao wants. And so we just haven't decided. We haven't named anyone. What did you do with my man Nichols?
We had the hearing yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're going to get him out next week, is what I told you.
Okay. Well, now, what I would guess is going to happen, I don't know what to... I don't know, it may all come to pieces, but what the people up there think's going to happen now, and I think you ought to keep my conversation confidential.
Can I tell the governor?
Yes, but tell him not to quote me.
Well,
just say, just tell him you talked to a friend of yours downtown that's a pretty strong man, but don't quote it because they'll have me in the papers. They got a headline yesterday that I worked on at 11 o'clock saying that I was favored unrestricted seating of the Mississippi Regulars, the Star yesterday. Did you see it?
No.
Well, that's a headline in the Star, and that stirs up every one of them. It just makes them go wild, the Joe Clarks and the Paul Douglases and all that group. But I think you ought to tell him that very likely Lawrence will ask them to accept this. And all the forces we got will be put behind accepting it. That when they propose it, that we anticipate that Collins will call him and say, we're going to go in, some of us, and say that we intend to support it. And what do you think about it? And I don't know what he wants to tell them. He can tell them whatever he wants to. It's his business. I would think, though, that he ought to say, well, you do like everybody else. You intend to support the nominee, intend to put the electors on the ticket under the rooster, whatever it is. And that doesn't commit the governor or doesn't commit anybody else in Mississippi. It commits those at that convention to intend to. And that's the way I would do it, and I'd settle it, and it's none of their business who we put over in the back corner or the front row of the convention that doesn't have a vote. That's the matter.
I told them that yesterday, that they couldn't, and the night before last, that they couldn't object to that at all, that wasn't any left there.
And then they would object to the resolution, maybe, but I don't see anything wrong with the resolution that says we're going to consider all the qualifications and seating them criteria 4 years from now. And that gives them some little something, and I would hope that would settle it. What you want is to be seated and have the votes. And
the government takes this position. Now, part of them are not for you.
Well, those are not for you. I oughtn't to say so. They ought just not go in. My God, they oughtn't to come up there and be.
But he says I induced them to go, that they didn't want to go.
Well, they oughtn't to go then.
Says I ought to protect them.
They ought to go. That's all right. They ought to. They don't have to be for Lyndon Johnson. They just have to be for their intention to support the nominee of that convention. What they say is we reaffirm our intention to support the nominees of the convention. Now, if they're going in there to help the Republicans, if you're going to send an American doughboy to get in Hitler's ranks and say I'm going to go over and join up with them to cut him, why, of course they oughtn't to be in there. Nobody ought to. But if I do something about civil rights or do something or whoever's nominated, I may not be nominated. Maybe Bobby Kennedy, somebody, I don't know. But whoever's nominated, if he does something they don't suit, they can say, well, I intended to support him, but hell, he came out here and here's what he said or did. I don't care about that. All I want to do is try to see that they're respected.
Well, that's mighty fine.
And you talk to him and get him to tell him when he talks to him whatever he wants to. And I would hope that this compromise work out with his telling them to go on like they're going. They're doing all right now. They've won their position in the minds and hearts of the delegates. The Mississippi groups conducted themselves like gentlemen. And if he doesn't get them off on the Wallace tag, they'll be in pretty good shape in my judgment.
What's going to happen to Alabama?
They're going to be asked to do the same thing, and Wallace will probably tell them to go to hell. I don't know. They think that most of the Alabama people want to go along. They know that Georgia wants to go along. They know that North Carolina wants to go along. They know South Carolina wants to go along. The head of the Louisiana thing is my campaign manager, and he's also the governor's campaign manager. He's the coordinator in that state. I don't know what they do. I don't know if anybody's talked to him. But he's a good, friendly fellow that's head of the AFL-CIO that this governor sent up there. And he's not going to want anybody thrown out. He's strong part of the Mississippi delegation and wants to see them seated. Now, in effect, that's what we're doing. Lawrence, if he can get Bailey and them to support him, will seat the Mississippi delegation that is willing to support the convention. They're not going to seat a bunch that wants to bomb the convention.
Well, of course, I understand that.
And they have agreed when they come into that convention to their intention to support the nominees. Now, what they ask when they're challenged, these people, these Negroes, say they're not going to support the nominees. So there's a confrontation. And they say these people are in there for the purpose of wrecking the Democratic Party. So what they ask them to do, they say, you reaffirm your intention to support the nominees of this convention. All of them says yes, be admitted. All of them say no, they can go World Fair.
Well.
And I would hope that all of them would say it's their intention and go on in instead of kicking themselves out. But the effect of this thing is it lets them kick themselves out if they want to get out. And I don't expect to get Alabama or Mississippi. I know what the problem is, and I feel sorry. The poll in Alabama shows that, according to Mr. Kraft, who took it in June, that Goldwater had 80% and I had 9%. So all I'm trying to do is just keep my friends from being battered around and run over if I can without losing my own tail.
Well, that's fair enough.
And I think if you'll tell him when Collins calls him to try to make them as happy as they can and let those that will say that they intend to support him, and we'll have them Mississippi sitting there regularly seated and instead of having them walking out and so forth. But if they do walk out, it'll be on their own motion, not on the convention.
Well, I'll get the governor right now.
All right. Let me know what you hear.
I'll do it.